With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
On this episode of We Need to Talk About Britney, I'm sitting down with Mary Holland to talk about Britney's album, Britney Jean. And there is something that has changed in the world of pop culture since I recorded this episode. And that is that Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin have become engaged. And I'm telling you this because in the episode, Mary and I talk about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez getting back together. I mean, not only have they broken up, but now he's engaged to supermodel Hailey Baldwin. And you know what? I am here for it. I congratulate you, Justin. I wish you nothing but the best. And that is because you showed up for Selena when she was going through very serious health issues. And at the time, she was with The Weeknd, but you still showed up for her. And I believe it's what led to your reuniting, giving it another shot, because you showed up for her during a hard time. Who wasn't there for someone when they went through a hard time? That's right. Justin Timberlake was not there for Britney Spears. Again, I am here for you guys to share the other side of this story. Prove me wrong. Let me know. I want to grow. I want to forgive. I want to move on. But I can't. You know, I just can't. This was also very triggering to me in hearing about the engagement between Justin and Hailey, because I think about Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. Like, their relationship was really good for me. It might not have been good for them, but it was great for me. I'm happy that he has, you know, beautiful children, that he's with a gorgeous woman, seems like a very strong person. And I'm happy for them. But again, like, I, you know, there are just some relationships that seem really, really electric to an outsider like myself. And that was one of them. So without further ado, let's jump in, because sometimes we just need to talk about Britney and Justin Bieber. Hi, guys, and welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney, a podcast dedicated to the legendary pop princess Britney Spears. I'm your host, Jen Zabrowski, and on this episode, we're talking about Britney's eighth album, Britney Jean. Oh, gosh, what an album title. I really love this. I also really enjoy the album cover for this album, but more about that in a moment. My guest today is one of my favorite performers, hands down, period. Let me just say, it's like, for me, it goes Britney Spears, Bette Midler, and then our guest. You have seen her work on Blunt Talk, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, and Veep. And she's one quarter of the super funny, amazing Wild Horses. You can see their live show at UCB in Largo. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mary Holland to We Need to Talk About Brittany. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I can't believe I'm below Bette Midler. Yeah. I can't believe it. That's so generous. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I absolutely adore you. I have big feelings for people. It's like, it's part of my obsession with Brittany. It's not even just like about Brittany. Sometimes I just get excited about people.
Yeah.
And you are in that space for me.
Oh, thank you.
I remember when the first time I laid eyes on you, Mary Holland, was actually in an acting class.
Yeah.
That we both went to the same teacher, and what was interesting is that you were with her for a while and mm-hmm. then you left, and I remember it was like I was there for one of the last times you were there.
Yes.
So we were like a tag in, tag out situation.
That's right. We really crossed, our ships crossed in the night. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was I remember meeting you too and being so charmed by you and being like, oh, this Jen girl, she's great. And then we were never in class together.
No, but two ships passing in the night.
We have managed to see each other outside of class, which is great.
We have. And now you're here to talk about Brittany, which I really appreciate. I don't think that we've ever talked about Brittany together, because I talk about her often. Mm-hmm. I've created this whole platform to just keep talking about her. So who is Brittany to you? Like, where does she stand in your life?
Brittany to me, we sort of spoke a little bit about this, about her being, she came on the scene when we were, I feel like, if I'm remembering correctly, I might have the years wrong or something, but I remember her like exploding on the scene when I was like 12?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That would make sense. Like
13?
Yeah, 99.
Okay, so 14, yeah. So it was like a really, she was, I think maybe my first like experience of a pop star coming into her own at that time.
And did you enjoy her? Did she?
I did like her.
You
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
you like
I
would
did.
Play it in the car and like yeah. at home on the boombox.
On the boombox, I would get my boombox out. And I did enjoy her. I loved her
get
music.
Get that boombox out.
Get that boombox out. Dust it off. I loved her music videos. I remember Oops, I Did It Again being very sort of like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
her belly button ring. And like, I was like very sort of like attracted to her.
Yes. Yes.
And then I was obviously very aware of her always from there. And I think in my head she's just what I think of when I think of a pop star, like a kind of a music icon in that genre. I wouldn't say that I am familiar with all of her albums. I think she's a really fascinating person, and I'm eager to learn more about her.
Oh my gosh, this is so, so thrilling and exciting to me. Mary, where are you from?
I'm from Galax, Virginia, which is southwestern Virginia, right near the border of North Carolina.
Okay, so like, yeah, Brittany's a Southern girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
So that was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there was something I remember about Oops, I Did It Again, feeling really, like I really connected to it. Maybe it was kind of the Southern vibe I was getting from her or something, mm-hmm. but I was like, yeah, this is like my experience of school is like,
yeah, yeah, is wearing red pleather cat
yes.
suits and like living on an alien
right.
planet. But yet I think too, because when Oops, I Did It Again came out, I always recall. So, you know, they do when she has, it's like the break in the song and it becomes the plot of Titanic.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
The space, but it's a space, or it's a
Yeah.
He's not an alien. He is an astronaut, and he goes and he finds the Titanic necklace and he gives it to Brittany. And then she says, oh, you shouldn't have. And that's therefore like the oops, I did it again. You know, she's like, you shouldn't have given this to me.
You fell in love with me again, or you
gave me a thing. Yeah, it's like, oops, oh, I led someone on again.
Right, it's like that kind of a tease thing.
And what's really funny is that Titanic, if you look at the timeline, Titanic came out a few years prior to Oops, I Did It Again and that release of that song. And what I loved about it is that Titanic came out when I was a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually predates Britney Spears being Britney Spears. But I remember that freshman year of Titanic coming out and being like, I think it was freshman year. I just know that it was like a few years before. It's like, oh my God, Titanic, this movie. And I like went so many times and like had to see, Leo and Kate together.
Had to.
And then we get Britney Spears, and then Oops, I Did It Again comes out my senior year of high school. And it's like, wow, she has just taken the four greatest years of like my whole high school experience and has put it into this song. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay.
It's for you.
It's for me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about all of Britney.
Yeah.
There's actually a song on the album Britney Jean, which I've assigned to you, which it definitely, if you haven't listened to all of Britney's albums, this one, you were probably like, this was all new music to you.
It was. I mean, have I heard of Work It, Bitch? Yeah, I have. But I don't think I've ever listened to it, like, start to finish. Every single song on here was brand new.
Yeah, and there's and I'm not seeing it on this. We have the album, the list of songs here. But what I'm not, so this must have been a bonus song. There's a song called Brightest Morning Star.
Yes.
And Sia actually wrote that song.
Really?
Yes. And Britney wanted a song about Jesus on her album. And so Sia wrote this song. And I guess Brightest Morning Star, somewhere in the Bible, Jesus is referred as the brightest morning star. And if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it's like it's how someone is guiding Britney through her life. Yes. And like, you will always be my brightest morning star. And that's actually how I feel about Britney. So when I listened to that song, I was like, this song is weird and this is about Jesus, but I'm cool with Jesus.
Yeah.
I went to Catholic school my whole life, but then I was like, what if I thought of this song as like how I feel about Britney?
Yeah.
She is my religion.
Beautiful. Yes. Well, it's interesting that you say that was about Jesus, because I assumed that was about her children. She has two sons, right?
Yes.
I assumed it sort of felt like it was a song about her a child.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing it, you know, that it's about Jesus, that also tracks.
Right?
That makes sense.
It really, really does.
Is she religious?
She's from Louisiana. So, sure. And she wore a cross around her neck and in her belly button. So
the cross was in her belly button.
Mm, she had one of those dangly ones.
Oh, yes.
That came down.
Oh my gosh. What a place to put a cross on a belly button.
There are so many places to put.
You could put a cross anywhere.
Anywhere.
But a belly button's very cute.
That is the way to go. Yeah. Did you ever wear, did you have a religion?
Did I have a religion? No, I mean, I was raised Presbyterian. Like, my mom is definitely still very religious, like, goes to Bible study and goes to church every week and sings in the choir and stuff. But I would say it never clicked with me. Church, to me, was a social thing. Like, I was there, I would see my friends, I'd see the guy I had a crush on. Like, I remember I was like, I should really maybe listen to like what the sermon's about, and I would try, but I just couldn't make myself pay attention to it. And so when I was about 15 or 16, my mom kind of was like, okay, I'm not gonna make you keep going to church. Like, you guys can decide on your own if you want to go or not. So we all stopped going. Me and my sister and brother.
I would use church as I went to Catholic school my whole life. And that's part of also my love for Britney. She came onto the scene in the Catholic school girl uniform.
Yes.
And I felt very connected to her for that reason. And then
I in church, like in we would always we would have mass in school on Fridays, I think it was, and I always read at church because there was Catholic school. We didn't even have like school plays. We had very few. So I was like, oh, this is my way to perform. I'll get to read.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. But, so you'd read like scripture and stuff.
Yes, but none of it stayed with me. Like it was like the words went in and they came out and that was it. Like I don't know. Like I couldn't quote the Bible for you right now. And I did years and years of that.
It's so weird to me that all that, like, I was really, and it sounds like you were too, like I was inundated in the church community. Like I was like truly like I had a lot of that stuff coming at me and none of it stuck. It's like none of it, like really, it's so weird to me that you can like hear these things and they just don't land for some reason or don't stick with you for what, maybe it's because, you know, I'm not a religious person. I'm not like, I don't know. That was never a thing for me. So it just never clicked.
I know. I wonder if it's just that people like a sense of community and they want a place to go just to be all together and to be quiet and sit with themselves for a bit. But yeah, I or like now, like churches is hip. Like, have you heard how the have you heard how the Kardashians have been going to church a lot lately?
No, really?
They've been going to church a lot, and so have Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Part of their reconciliation with each other has that, like, they go on date nights to church.
Oh.
And apparently there's this really cool church where there's this really cool guy who runs the church, and he's who married Kanye and Kim.
Man.
And they all go to this church, but I don't know what goes on in there. I don't know who they believe in or what they pray to or what goes on, but there's just pictures of them going in and out, and they look great. They look happy and peaceful, and it seems to have done wonders for Bieber. So I'm very happy for
them. Gosh, I'm happy for them too. Yeah. It is a great source of community and like mutual understanding and respect for each other, and you know, it is a really great thing to have in one's life.
Mary and I were talking when she got here. It's very sad, but I'm doing okay. I lost a friend from high school recently, and I went home for his funeral, and it was like this big to do, but the funeral was in a church, and they had like a full Catholic mass.
Right.
And I'm sitting next to my friend, and we're all very sad, but all of the responses, they've changed them. Like the Pope has changed a lot of the
call and response.
Yes. So I was, you know, and very wanting to be really present to it all. And I was, saying stuff, and then everyone was saying something different that happened.
Oh, no.
And by like the third time, my friend looked at me and she was like, "You go to church a lot, huh?" And I was like, "Every Sunday." I was not up to date on it.
I had no idea that those had changed.
Yeah, I don't know. The Pope is, and I don't really, it's like something more with like a spirit. They say spirit a lot, or like they see a spirit within you or something.
I was imagining that he was like, "We got a modernize these responses." So he'll be like, you know, our Father is Lord, and the response is like, "All right," like something like word to that, or I don't know, like he tries to like make it a little more hip.
It's like Lord our Father or Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whatever you want.
Whatever you want. I mean, truly, it could be anything.
Could be anything. Mary, what songs to you really, really stood out on this album?
They were all really great. I will say Chillin' With You stuck out to me, mostly because of, I appreciated the little rap break that would happen in there. Chillin' With You, you know.
With you. Yeah. I'm chillin', when I'm with you. I sang so loud that I smiled. I made it worth my while.
Yeah, that I really appreciated. Also, the lines of like, I have a sip of red wine and I'm walking on the sky.
Well, we can all relate to that.
And then, but also then later she has a sip of white wine and she's walking on the sky. So she didn't really drink anything.
Well, this is also a duet with her sister.
Didn't know.
Yes. So actually one verse, I don't know who, one of them likes red wine. And the other likes the white wine.
Classic sisters.
Classic sisters. Real yin and yang there. So, yeah, Jamie Lynn is her sister. And so Jamie Lynn was Brittany's little sister, and she was super cute. Super cute back in the day.
Yeah.
She had a show on Nickelodeon or Disney. Yeah. Zoe. Do you know of this, Rachel? Rachel, our friend, our producer here. I thought maybe you would know Rachel, like you would watch it. I don't know. I look to you like I'm like, Rachel knows all about Zoe 101 or Zoe 1911 or whatever.
Zoe 911.
Call Zoe.
Zoe 101.
Zoe 101. Nice. Was that on Nickelodeon? Yeah. Nickelodeon. She had her own show. Man. I mean, doing her own thing. And then she got pregnant. She and Jamie Lynn had a daughter. And that's when things, I think, really started to go wrong for Brittany and Jamie Lynn's mom. Lynn Spears really went through it. She was like, Brittany's acting out. Jamie Lynn is now going through a teen pregnancy.
How old was she when she got pregnant?
I don't know. She was young.
Oh, boy.
She was young. But it's all worked out now. She's married. Her daughter is doing well. So this reteaming of them, this coming together with Chillin' With You is...
Yeah.
I love it. My sister is my best friend. So I really... I like that song for that reason. My sister and I, we are not musical people. We think we are, but we're not. And we always had this dream of going on tour together. And we called it we would go on the Coffee and Blankets tour. That would be the name of our world tour.
Like a dream.
Do you have any siblings?
Coffee and Blankets. I have a brother and a sister, both older. My sister, I'm very close with too. Yeah. So that's very cool to hear that she did a duet with her.
Would you be the red wine or the white wine, Mary?
You know what? I would be red. And my sister, I think, would be red too.
Ooh, okay.
We're red wines through and through.
All right, we could change the lyric for you guys. You could both do red wine.
And walk on the sky.
It really is such a delightful song.
It is.
I really love Passenger.
I like that one too, yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. It's actually maybe one of my favorite all-time Britney songs. I love this song, which is kind of ironic because I insist upon driving all the time when I'm, especially with my husband. I need to drive and like I need to be in control.
Yep, I do the same. Yeah,
we went to a wedding recently, and I injured my groin. About 2 months ago, and I haven't been able to be active. And it was so bad that I couldn't drive.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry. That's terrible.
I was running on a treadmill. Nothing makes you feel more 35 than severely injuring your groin while running on a treadmill.
Sure. So, I mean, it can happen anyway.
I was like, welcome to being 35. Okay, here we go. But I couldn't drive the car to this wedding. At this out-of-town wedding, and I couldn't drive, and I was not a good passenger.
Ugh.
So I listened to that
song. Meaning like you backseat drive, or you like...
Oh, yeah. Backseat drive, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we were going through, we were driving on these hills, which should have been like a lovely drive, you know, where you look over at your partner, and you're like, oh, look at the wineries we're driving past and like taking
I'm in
the
love yeah. with you. Yeah.
And instead I was like, oh my God, man, oh my God, oh my God, what are you doing? It was horrible.
Yes.
I was like sweating and he was like, I'm just driving.
Oh my God.
He was doing nothing wrong.
My boyfriend and I went to Italy in the fall in August. last year, which was such a dream trip. And I made the choice. I was like, you know, because we were kind of going around to different places. I was like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to rent a car and then we'll just drive. And, you know, they drive on the right side of the road and all this stuff. It's going to be great. And they only, like, it's rare in Europe to find an automatic car to drive. Like, they're all manual for the most part. Mm-hmm. It's, like, much more expensive to rent an automatic. And Matt drove manual. So I was like, oh, I'll be fine. Yeah, we'll drive. It was, like, truly, like, we would drive 4 hours and I would not be able to relax. It was like the most, because they drive very fast over there. And I like couldn't stand not being, I didn't trust that he would like be able to see his surroundings.
Was your body like hurting at the end of the day? Yes,
fully, fully, fully tense. Like I feel like I was white knuckling the dashboard the entire time. It was such an unpleasant way to travel.
Yeah, because your whole body gets so tense and then you hold on to it. I'm a very sensitive person. Like, I can't – if I hear a story from some – if a friend is telling me a good story, like, I will take it on physically or even a good time. Like, I can go out with friends and if it's, like, a big night, you know, big celebration or something, uh-huh. if I don't even have a sip of alcohol the next day, it will feel as though – like a bus has hit my body.
You
like,
experience things physically.
Yes. Yeah, so like, so that, the driving of that and being in that car, and that I would be
a wreck.
Yeah, totally a wreck.
And I was. I really was.
Well, no one could tell from the photos you posted from that trip, Mary Helen. You looked so like much. You looked like a dream, an Italian.
It really felt like that. I mean, a filter will help everything.
Oh, well, don't I know it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So this album came out in 2013. Mm-hmm. And this went along with the launch of Britney's Vegas show.
Right.
So this was kind of like their 1-2 punch of like, she's back, big Vegas show, new album, here you go.
Right.
And they also, her team, they made not a documentary, but like a special. And it was called I Am Britney Jean. And it was on E!
Yeah. Okay.
The behind the scenes making of the Vegas show and the launch of the album and all this kind of stuff. And I was revisiting some of this, like, clips from that special this morning.
Uh-huh.
And then I also, I was like, when did I saw the Britney Vegas show twice. was great.
So great.
The first time I saw it was 8 months after the show started.
Okay.
And I went for my bachelorette party.
Oh, fun.
It was so fun. But, and I've talked about this before, it was very, she wasn't fully back yet. And I'm glad I revisited and went and saw it last year because she was like in a way better place.
Wow. What was the, yeah, what was the difference?
She just, well, I believe that she was on some sort of medication.
Oh, man.
For anxiety, which, uh-huh. Listen.
Look.
I got it.
All of us.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Everyone does.
I mean, we all get that.
And so I'm on board with it. I don't know if also maybe that she hadn't found her cocktail yet. You know what I mean? Like the right mix.
Sure.
So she was just a little slow paced, like a couple, just like a half beat behind the backup dancers.
Right.
But listen, I was there for the whole thing and cheering her on the whole time. And like, I'm on Team Britney forever. And I think because of that, it got me thinking, watching some of this, I was like, you know, is she ready? Was she ready of like doing this? Because there is also a piece of it. Sometimes I feel like her team kind of like pushes her. And I went on this behind the scenes backstage tour of the show. I'm sure many people who will listen to this, they have done this many times. Like they're diehards that like keep buying the package to like go backstage and they go on this tour.
Oh my gosh.
And the woman who runs the tour.
Uh-huh.
So I'm waiting with my sister. Okay. So I'm waiting with my sister outside the theater and they're like, you wait here for Felicia and Felicia is going to come out and take you backstage to go on this tour. And I'm like, okay, great. So then all of a sudden this woman walks out. And she's wearing like a work suit and like a mechanic's like work suit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God. My sister's like, what? I'm like, that is Fee. That Fee is Felicia. And Jessica's like, what is happening? Like Fee is.
What is happening?
Fee is Britney's longtime assistant.
Oh my gosh.
And Fee is actually a hometown friend. It was her mom's friend. And so Felicia is still with Britney and now she runs this backstage tour and the fans freak out, like fans that are even bigger than me because they're like, oh my gosh, I'm with Felicia. Like I'm with Fee who knows Britney so well.
Right.
So it feels like a family atmosphere.
Yeah.
And as you're doing this backstage tour, you're meeting all these people who have been on all of Britney's tours. They've been with her, you know, some of them since day one, and you're going on this whole thing and you're like, wow, it's such a machine that they, like, she is their job. She is their, their career is Britney Spears.
It also speaks volumes that she has maintained the same team around her. Like that really, I think, says what a great person she is or what a great, you know.
I know. I think she really, like, for all of her, it's, like, funny. Like, I think people like to make fun of Britney, you know? Which is, like, I mean, she just doesn't care. She doesn't really, I think she suffers, like, life is complicated.
Yeah, especially hers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that life, that's a tough one.
Ugh.
That's a tough one. And people do love her, and she's been with the same people all that time. But they're not – if she's not working, they're not working.
Right.
And so a little bit I was like, was that too much too soon for Britney to have, like, this Vegas show? And, but then I thought – and I was like, wow, I really can relate to this. If you don't work the muscle, you can't strengthen it. So the only way – to get where you need to be is by doing it.
Yeah.
Like
jumping
I look back in so many things in my life, but just like really simple, like when you start doing like say a show or you're working with someone and you just start to work with them. And if I like look back and watch things, I'm like, oh my God, that was like horrible.
Yeah.
And I can't believe people kept coming. Oh my God, why did they keep coming? It's like, right. Well, it's like you were at the start of something and you just like kept going and it keeps getting better and better and better.
Right. And there's no way to skip that step. Like you just have to be, you have to do that. Like you can't, I don't think there's any way that you can just start something and it's great right away and you're like you found your groove right away. Like you have to like go through that sort of like I'm just gonna try this and figure it out. And like there's just I think everybody wants to skip that step or like not have to do that, and that keeps people from doing things, but like that's a part of what makes it great eventually.
And that's like the actual work.
Yeah.
And that's where you like learn the most. It's in those in between moments. Wait, Mary, I remember when we were talking about, will you share a little bit when you, that class that we were in?
Yes.
And that is this fair to say that you almost quit performing?
I think it would be fair to say, I don't know that I came to like that conclusive of a thought, but I definitely had the feeling of like I don't see how this is gonna happen. I feel very lost. I feel very like I don't belong, like I'm not like fitting in with this idea that I had of what it meant to be like trying to be an actor. And you know, so much rejection, and so much rejection. And I think I really had a moment of like I was like, I think I have to let go of this. Like I came to LA with this idea of what success would mean and what it would look like and how like I was such a dreamer. I had such a dream of it. And then when it wasn't happening and I also wasn't feeling great and, you know, I think it wasn't so much a moment of like, I'm going to quit performing like that definitive of a statement, but it was like, I need to like, maybe this is not, maybe, I don't know. Like, I just kind of let go of the knowing, I guess, or like the even defining it in any way. It was just sort of a moment of like, well, I have no idea what or if or how this is going to happen. And maybe I just need to let go of the whole idea altogether. But yeah.
It's so funny. The dream, like that when you mentioned you were such a dreamer, I can relate to that where you think of being, you dream of what something will be, but the actual doing, like when you are living the dream, it doesn't look or resemble anything like what's up in your head.
Right.
Living the dream is actually just putting one foot in front of the other.
It's so true. But you have to like, it's so true. But if you try to tell that to 21-year-old me, like, I'd be like, no, it's like, it looks like this. And it really takes having gone through all the emotional, you know, turmoil of it all to be like, oh no, the dream is truly just like day by day, you know, doing things you love. Like,
yeah. And I do think that Brittany really excels at that. Like I think her dreaming, I talk a lot about this too, that she has all, it's body confidence, like, or not even body confidence, her intelligence, her art, her passion, her love, it all lives in her physical body and how she moves. And I think that for her, like, you can see her, she still just has fun. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram.
I don't, but I should.
Oh, Mary, it is a treat. It is such a treat. It's a gift that she gives all of us.
Gotta follow it.
She does these fashion shows where she just puts on dresses and walks down a hallway strutting her stuff. God. They are incredible. And I think that she finds the fun in life. And yes, that doesn't mean that she doesn't deal with very heavy stuff. I mean, obviously, like, we watched her go through so much.
Right.
And so, like, in her dreaming, like, like, I just keep coming back to this, like, why do that, the Vegas show, when I first started to watch it? And I'm like, oh, well, she has to, this is, because she's Britney Spears, this is her version of putting one foot in front of the other, and, like, you just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to reveal, the experience starts to reveal itself, you know, to you in all these different ways.
Yes.
And that's also what makes it really fun. I feel like she's one of the only people, I guess just, like, say, like, one of the only celebrities we have where you feel like she is like you, even though she's so not. Like, right, she's one of the few where she's just, like, still so huge. She's, like, such a celebrity. She's not of the people, but you feel so connected to her because you're, like, she's not perfect. And she's just given it all she's got. And she goes to work. She work, bitch.
Boy. And that was the other song on this album that I was like, this is a great song. Because it's true. If you want to look good in a bikini, you better work, bitch. Like, it's not going to come easy.
I think the workout class where I destroyed my groin, that they played Work, Bitch. And it wasn't the song where it happened, but it played in that class. But it is true. Like, you have to work hard, and she does.
Yeah.
Like, she goes to work. She goes to work.
Yeah.
If you, that Vegas show, and she did it for 4 years.
She's, I mean, that's the thing, like, hearing you describe her Instagram and, like, my limited experience of her is she is a performer. She, like, loves performing, loves, like, creating music. And that's what she's doing. Like, it really feels like there's no other motivation for her. Like, I'm sure money plays a part in it, but it really seems so pure, her dedication to this
to performing. She's such a performer. I think too, that this album, at the time, I was just really excited. I was like, oh my God, Britney, she's still, yes, come back to us. I'm so excited in this show. And I was just so, so thrilled that it was still happening. But now in my life, I'm like, you know, again, not to bring it back to the groin, guys, but it's really embarrassing. And also, it's like, I can't exercise. I can't be, like, active. Like, I can't get the, like, my heart pumping in that way. And, like, and you start to be like, oh, well, this is what happens now when you're in your 30s. And you're like, okay, this is, like, a new chapter of, like, how to take care of myself and the things I'm making and the things I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Britney keeps doing it.
Yep.
She keeps working it.
Yep. She's never stopped. Like, I think it could have been so easy, like in the hard times that she's had, to be like, no, I'm not being a part of this circus anymore. Because it is such a circus. Like, it's so crazy out there. And the amount of, like, attention she was getting and judgment and all this stuff. But she just really, she didn't let that stop her. She, like, really stuck with it. And that's so inspiring.
Is anyone better than Britney Spears?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I'm like now in love with her. And that's your real goal of this podcast, is to bring people on and, you know, teach them about what a wonder she is. Because she really is. She's been doing this for
her whole life. Since she was super little.
A little baby, yeah.
Her and Justin Timberlake on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Just doing their thing.
I was also so interested in the I can't remember the title of the song, but the song about, like, you know, you, like, talking about, like, oh, I think it was Perfume, where she's like, I mean, that feels like it's got some messaging to it.
Well, like, that is another Sia song. Sia wrote that song.
Oh, wow.
And
oh, of course, Sia, yeah.
And Britney performed, she performed Perfume. She doesn't anymore. Well, the show's now is over, although I think it's going to come back.
But I hope so.
She performed Perfume in the first bit, and it was a single. I think they, yeah, they, it was a single, but it's, I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think that they asked for a song called Perfume because Britney has a lot of perfumes. So that was kind of disappointing to me.
Well, yeah.
A little bit when I made that connection. I was like, I see what you're up to. I see what you're up to.
I see you're trying to push this product.
And I don't think it's Britney. I think it's that Larry Rudolph. I think it's that manager of hers.
Oh.
That I think he's pushing it.
Larry.
Okay. Mary, can I talk? I need to talk this out with someone.
Please.
Okay. When I went on that backstage tour,
mm-hmm.
my bachelorette, my sister and I were there, and this gal shows up. She has long strawberry blonde hair. Okay. She's mm-hmm. and when Fee comes out, she says, "Oh my gosh, Strawberry. I haven't seen you in forever." And they hug.
Strawberry.
And Strawberry's like, "Hey." And then the whole tour, we went in the wardrobe department. They were like, "Strawberry?" And then she was like, "Hey, guys." And they're like, "Well, I haven't seen you in a minute." And I'm like, what is – it felt like there was weight to it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, there is history with Strawberry. And I couldn't take it anymore. And we're on this backstage tour. And – and also to put this in perspective, I'm dressed as Britney Spears and Hit Me Baby One More Time. I'm wearing knee socks and a yes. skirt and a shirt tied up and my hair in pigtails as a woman about to be married. And and so I just walk up to her and I'm like, "Hey, Strawberry, what's the deal? Like, do you work for
That's
Britney?"
So brave.
And I asked her, like, "Did you work for her?"
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me and she just goes, "Something like that." And then walks away.
Oh.
Who is Strawberry? What?
Was she a ghost?
Was she like.
Oh my gosh.
I.
That's so ominous.
The whole. So ominous. The whole rest of the weekend, me and all of my girlfriends, my sister, we are. Searching, we are doing a deep dive trying to figure out who is Strawberry.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't need to put it on blast, but if anyone hears this and you know, I won't repeat it.
Yeah.
I just need to know.
I bet there's a Reddit. I bet we got to dive into Reddit.
You Reddit?
Find anything on Reddit.
Okay.
If we search Reddit, Strawberry, Britney Spears.
You think so?
I bet something's going to come up.
I'm such an old lady. I'm like, Reddit. What goes on in there? I mean,
it's just kind of like, it's the most massive messaging like gossip? Board, okay. I guess. Like, you can find any topic and people, like, comment on it. And, like, it's kind of like, it's just like a massive, massive message board.
And then someone sent me, I need to find this picture, but someone was like, "Oh my God, there is Strawberry." And it was an old paparazzi photo of Britney and then Strawberry's next to her. I'm like, were they lovers?
Were they
best friends? Did something go down? But then Strawberry's at the show and then she ended
That's
up sitting
wild.
With Larry Rudolph at the show, Britney's manager. I'm dying to know who Strawberry is. It was so, there was just, there's something there.
I hope she's her lover.
Something, right?
I hope so.
I hope so.
That'd be so cool.
I mean, and Strawberry was cool.
Yeah, she sounds amazing.
I mean, her name is Strawberry.
Ugh, I'm what a mystery.
She had a real thing going on. It was pretty amazing.
I hope we can solve this mystery.
Mary, as our time comes to a close,
mm-hmm.
do you think that you will follow Britney on Instagram?
Yeah. The answer to that is yes. Oh, I can't wait.
I've done it. I've succeeded.
That's right. You sure have.
I think that I guess I do want to say this too, that in that that kind of like documentary thing that was on E, that Britney really loved. Her favorite song on the album was Alien.
Oh.
And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it's just like how she basically talks, it's like how she was like once this like great thing, but she always kind of felt like an alien, and she like loved that song. And I always remember, I think I have a real bone to pick with Larry Rudolph as we're talking about this this album, but she went up to him and she was like, I really want to put it in the Vegas show, and he didn't let her. I don't
why.
I always remembered that, and I was like, he was like, okay, and I'm like, she loves this song. This
I mean, is at her the message. Very least, she should be able to perform a song she loves for her show.
And I remember he was like, "We'll talk about it." Like, yeah, maybe we'll talk about it.
Larry Rudolph,
come on!
I don't like that.
Bring back Alien. I like that song because Britney likes that song.
Which, you know, interestingly enough, Alien is the name of a perfume. Can you believe it?
Of hers?
No, someone else. But.
Do you like it? Is it a good perfume?
I used to have it, and then it was one of those ones where it was like I wore it for a while, and then suddenly it turned. Suddenly it's like, can't do this anymore. I don't know what happened. My body chemistry changed.
Like the actual perfume turned, or you turned on the smell where you're like,
oof. I think maybe, I don't know if the actual perfume turned, but some sort of combination of how it, you know, because so much of how a scent interacts with your body chemistry, like that's what makes it either work or not work, and so like your pheromones and whatever, and so I suddenly was like, this is not doing me any favors anymore. I don't smell great.
I always remember the first perfume I had. Well, yeah, and it was Electric Youth. Debbie Gibson, is that who, or Tiffany, who did Electric Youth? But they had their own perfume.
Wow.
And I remember the bottle and everything.
Yeah, I think my first like grown up perfume was Clinique Happy, which was a classic.
Still a classic.
Still a classic.
It's out there.
I mean, same thing though. It turned like it, at a certain point, it was like, woof, this isn't working.
Mary's body rejects perfume after a while. It's like, and I'm done with you.
That's right. It's like a limb that was severed, and now I'm like trying to see if it'll work. And sometimes it does for a little bit. And then it stops, and my body rejects it. You know, everyone knows this analogy, loves it.
Well, Mary, thank you for talking about Britney.
Thank you for having me.
It really just means the world.
Ugh, I'm so thrilled I got to be here.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Campfire.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.